Item number three, consideration to award the bid for the American Legion parking lot. Bids were opened at 10 o'clock on the 12th. A letter from McClure Engineering is attached along with the bid tabulation sheets. Jason, did you want to come up and address this, or does anyone from the council have any questions regarding the bid tabulations or the bidding? Alderman Lobdell.
Yeah, if we can get a quick rundown on the prices and the difference. I have been a longstanding proponent of using concrete wherever we can. Its life expectancy is anywhere from 2 to 3 times longer in a use like this. So when you're looking at the price difference, you kind of have to factor that longevity of the material in. And given that the concrete did come in very close to what was budgeted for this project, I'd like us to consider using that, if not get creative about a way to make this work.
Sure. Jason, did you want to come in and come down and go over the options there?
Well, as you can see from McClure's letter, that Lavender Construction with Home was a low bid on the asphalt. It $111,991.15. On the concrete side, which was the alternate number one, D&L Excavating from Liberty, Illinois, came in at $143,891.12. That is only $3,891 more than what we had budgeted at $140,000. As Tim said, concrete is supposed to last twice as long as asphalt. That makes a difference of $31,900. Going from what Lavender's turned in for a bid tabulation with today's cost, what he bid on his bid tabulation for the project this year, in approximately 20 years, at the cost he bid for this project, we would be spending $41,111 to mill and overlay the parking lot again. That is not including any maintenance in that 20-year period, including crack sealing or any kind of a microsurface or seal coat. I don't know if you've noticed this parking lot that is at City Hall is 11 years old, and it is in need of a crack seal or possibly a seal coat or microsurface.
Did you have anything else? I'm sorry, Mr. Gilbert.
I move that we approve Lavender's bid and go with the asphalt opposed to the concrete.
Second.
Alderman Lobdell.
The other issue that I have with this, and I understand that the motion and the second on that, I wanted to throw the concrete out there. The other issue I have with this, this project came about because of a longstanding agreement with the American Legion. It was my understanding when we went forward with this that agreement was going to be altered so that major reconstruction was not going to be a part of our future on their portion of the parking lot. And I just wanted to have some confirmation or conversation about that aspect from city staff, please.
Ms. Petrie?
That is the understanding of preliminary discussions based on the historical relationship that was created with the written agreement. During discussions to resolve the written agreement that was in place, the current condition of the lot that's been historically shared, it was discussed, and there is a new agreement in drafting phase, again, attempting to have something that would reflect what both sides had put out as their concerns to something that can work in the future with shared use of the same lot as it's been, minus any reference to cost to either party on any regular basis. At the same time, reflecting somewhat of a city still being responsible for minor maintenance, being snow removal, and some minor adjustments if necessary, yet major construction not being resolved as to any particular party being responsible, being discussed whenever necessary, without either bearing the responsibility for each other's lots. The city still owns half that lot, regardless of whatever decision, whatever agreement there is, they each do own half. So there wouldn't be, I guess, there wouldn't be lack of any responsibility at some point, because the city does own half, but no agreement as to being responsible for the entire lot.
I would encourage us to pursue, sorry about that, encourage us to pursue strongly ending any major agreements. Maintenance, I don't have an issue with. We're on site. It is widely used for city events and other events. I don't have an issue with that. So, but we do need to not have surprises like this come up for us or for a future council. They're very hard to budget for. These agreements get lost in the shuffle.
Sure. We're grateful that the Legion has been very, shall we say, deferential to our position leading up to this, and that there were some obligations that were left unfulfilled on our part over the last several decades. So we're grateful for that. Any other discussion? Alderman Dorsey.
While I understand Alderman Lobdell's concerns, and usually I will go along with concrete in major areas, I think that should best be reserved for roadways. I don't think with the kind of usage this is likely to get that it would be worth the extra money.
Anyone else? Motion and seconded to accept the bid of $111,991.15 from Lavender Construction. Roll call, please.
Cook?
Yes.
Dorsett?
Aye.
Lobdell?
Aye.
Hinderlader?
Aye.
Wynn?
Aye.
Moon?
Pass.
Hanson?
Yes.
Hill?
Aye.
Gilbert?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you.